Here are some examples of commensalism, a plus-zero relationship. For each of the cases on this slide, epiphytes on plants, algae on a turtle's shell, seeds dispersed on an animal, and transport by hitching a ride, can you think of how the presumed commensalism might actually turn out to have an effect on both species? In each case, think of an experiment you could do to test the assumption of commensalism. I'll start you off with the epiphyte example pictured at left. Epiphytes are plants that grow on other plants. The assumption is that an epiphyte growing on the limb of a tree is benefited by being in a place with lots of light without having to create a trunk of its own. But the presence of the epiphyte does no harm nor any good to the tree. However, research is now challenging the assumption that this relationship is truly commensal. Some have shown that the weight of epiphytes may increase the risk of tree breakage. Thus, what appears as a commensalism is actually an antagonism with detriment to the tree. Other studies have shown that epiphytes may accumulate nutrients that the host tree can tap into. In this case, the relationship would become a mutualism. Well, one way you could test this is to remove epiphytes from some branches of certain trees and take data on the rate of branch breakage. Do the trees or limbs without epiphytes suffer lower breakage rates? How might you test the mutualism hypothesis? Try to repeat this exercise for the other commensalisms on this slide. The point here is that ecological interactions are many and varied, and many times other species are waiting to take advantage of established relationships. So seemingly benign mutualisms or commensalisms may not always be what they seem.